Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I am Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognigro. I want to tell you, folks, the longest 2 minutes of my life have been the last 2 minutes. I kid you not, as I paced my office so ready to do this show because I am fed up. I'm tired. I'm annoyed. I'm disgruntled. Perturbed. How many is that? I don't know. Listen, let me explain something. I want to talk about other things. I consider myself a well-rounded individual. I watch the news. I know that, you know, Trump's making a complete ass of himself. I know he's a little punk. I kept telling folks in the beginning that this guy is a punk. He talked all this mess to the Mexicans and the Mexican president. I mean, he talked big dog mess. Then when he went down there to visit him just before the election, he cowered and whimpered like a little baby. Did the same thing with the German chancellor. You think I don't know this stuff, folks? I know this stuff. You think I'm not up to speed? You think I don't know that we right-hooked the whole North Korea nonsense and we're in more peril, closer to nuclear annihilation than at any point in time in our history? You don't think I don't know that? Come on, folks. I'm a pretty smart guy. But I keep getting sidetracked. I keep getting sidetracked because what I keep reading is the epidemic of white folks that keep calling cops on black people. I am literally amazed. I don't know. I can't express it in when I'm at a loss for words, and I'll talk you folks into a coma. Let me tell you something. I'm waiting for 3 hours of this show because I'll talk myself hoarse. You don't have to call in. You don't have to comment. Let me tell you something. I'll give you 3 hours of me on and on and on. That's the reason I do this, folks. I was born to do it. But let me tell you this. So you're calling the cops on us in record numbers. Now, let's go down the list because, you know, I mean, I'm looking at what I'm posting. I got folks like Undeniable Queen. I got folks who are engaged in the conversation. I got folks that understand what we're talking about. I got some folks that are drop dead silent. And I got almost 1,000 followers now. And you would think just through some of the posts that I've created, I'd get some folks at least interested enough to cuss me out on Twitter. I don't care about that. I'm adding you indiscriminately at this point because I want to take off. I want folks to hear what I'm saying. Maybe this is the problem, and I think it is the problem. You know, these social media outlets reinforcing our current views is what's happening. What's going on? The direct result of Facebook and Twitter and all these other, you know, Snapchat and these other, you know, platforms that reinforce our own beliefs, our self-important ideas. And we surround ourselves with virtual electronic yes men. And we feed into our egos until time passes. And that's why we got Donald Trump. But I digress. I want to go into why white folks call police on black people. I think I'm doing that because what I want to express to you guys is that I'm not narrow-minded in my view in what we're trying to broadcast here. I mean, I want to go all over the place, but this thing is just captivating me. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what the issue is, folks. Seriously, what is your problem? Now, you would think that this would be getting old, but no. I look at the New York Daily News. I see Nicole Hensley, very competent reporter, expressing to us the fact that fledging paperboy working alongside his mother in suburban Columbus, Ohio, came face to face with a cop after a neighbor thought he was up to no good. The nosy neighbor spied the 12-year-old boy, who is black, hop out of a van and walk up to a handful of Upper Arlington homes Friday. She initially assumed he was delivering newspapers, she told authorities, but soon thought otherwise. I noticed that they were walking up to houses with nothing in hand, and one of them came back with something. It seemed kind of suspicious. The mother explained to the officer dispatched that her youngest son, Uriah Sharp, had delivered his papers to the wrong home and was picking them up. The cop quickly determined that that's exactly what the Sharps were doing, according to police. And the mother, Brandy Sharp, said in a Facebook post that she was simply teaching her sons how to work. My God, what a crime. My God, what nerve. I'm pissed off. How dare this woman teach her son how to freaking work? I don't even know what to say, folks. Yeah, we should have just called the police. Why didn't we call the FBI on this 12-year-old black kid? And so the question remains, why? I mean, do I need to spend 2 hours on this? Obviously I do, because here's the problem. None of you are talking about this. What the hell are we whispering for? Are you out of your minds? Folks, this is 911. The charge is breathing while black. That's what we're facing. And what I'm trying to tell you, this plays into the reason I do this show. This plays into the agenda. This plays into the three principles of trying to straighten this out, at least on our part. I'm not talking about aggressive behavior. Please don't mistake me. I don't want anyone to be overtly aggressive to any white person. And let me tell you why. Because that will now reinforce their narrative. Let's not give them a reason to do the things that they do. I never will I ever condone overt violence. But I will tell you, I get a twisted kind of enjoyment when you step over the line and put your hands on us or use the N-word or decide that you want to, you know, square off on a 6'4", 300-pound black man in the middle of some freaking outdoor store, and he knocks you out with a vase. I saw that on a video yesterday. Black guy tried to walk away. And, you know, the thing is, in our nature, we're just peaceful people. We're not talking about, hey, let me tell you something. Anytime I see people of color in an act of violence, I believe they're emulating. And that's all I do. That's how I consider it, because I have been still enough to know, still enough within myself to know that, you know, aggressive behavior, violence, anything that affects the quality of your life in a violent way, man, that ain't cool. And now I recognize the enjoyment I get out of certain things. I understand that, you know, this is not proper. I shouldn't enjoy seeing these things. I'm not saying I don't. I'm not talking from the high ground, folks, please. I'm facing the facts. I mean, I keep telling you, I'm the least of all of you, but I just try to impart some folks, this is ridiculous. And one only need ask themselves why. Call me at 563-999-3653, because if any of you can tell me why this is happening, I would certainly like to know. Here's the thing. it's obvious that someone needs to teach these people that doing this is wrong. And more than that, we need to remove from their minds any reason that gives allowance to this kind of action. We need to tell them that you are not permitted to call the police because you see a black person. If a person of color or anyone of that matter does something to you overtly, or you see an overt criminal act, film it if you have to. Everybody's got one of these stupid phones in their hand. If you don't have filmed proof and there are not witnesses that substantiate what you see, you should be fined $2,500 for a nuisance call or jailed for 1 week. Yeah, fuck it, 3 days. I'm feeling nice today. I mean, what do we need to do? What is it that we need to do? What is it we need to do? Why do you think that this is cool? Really? I'm curious. Any white folks that want to call me and just answer that question, I'd love to hear your answer. Why do you call police on black people that are doing absolutely nothing to affect your goddamn lives? And I mean that directly. I don't care if you don't like how I put it, because I'm tired of being polite. I'm sick of being civil. I'm not going to be violent. I'm just going to be direct. Now we're done pussyfooting around. I'm sick of it. Kid gloves off. So maybe if I irritate you, make you somehow, maybe I elevate your blood pressure a little bit, maybe you'll give me some honest answer. Maybe you'll give me the truth. Maybe I can understand why you do this. So if you want to call, call me, 563-999-3653. I'd love to hear from you. I don't care if you call or not. I don't. People are listening. People are tuning in, and I appreciate every person that listens to this show because I feel it's important. I feel it's important to do this thing. Folks, we are in peril. And if you don't think so, read what's going on. Sure, there's other news happening. Of course, other things are happening. But, of course, this being the Amos A. Nunn Show, this being the Black Fact Checker, this being the Incognegro talking to you, just trying to put it out there, folks. I mean, why aren't we talking about this now? Why isn't this front page news? There's an attitude going around, an infectious attitude. What is it you're afraid of? Because really, that's what this is about. What are you afraid of? I mean, give me a break, man. So that's probably what we need to examine first. I look at the folks that are calling the police. They're normally, you know, white folks. And normally the call involves some perceived infraction that they observe or imagine. And there's some kind of an empowerment dynamic going on there. There's some kind of privilege in action. Here's why I know it's true. If people of color began to call the police on white people in epidemic numbers and drove just report after report after report after report after report after report, what would happen is it would go on front page news, and every time I turned on TV, I would see how the injustice of police being called on unsuspecting white people is just overtaking the country. Then there'd be some move in Congress to make it illegal. You'd see commercials about it's better to know or some nonsense. knowing is half the battle, whatever the hell they say. Because as I observe, and what I'd like to share, is that when it happens to Caucasians, when it happens to white people, it's an epidemic. When it happens to people of color, it's just the way it is. When crack permeates black neighborhoods intentionally through the sale of guns and rather coke for guns and, you know, how all that started, whatever, you know, that case may be. It was just black communities, fucking drug dealers, drug users, criminals, low-life people. When white folks got addicted to meth, it was an epidemic. It must be addressed, folks. It's destroying people's lives. Poor mothers are losing their children. Children are losing their mothers. We must do something. We must legislate. We must pass law. Black people addicted to heroin? Junkies. Ghetto. White folks addicted to opiates? It's an epidemic. It's destroying people's lives. It's horrible what's happening. Let's do a show about it. Let's put it on Netflix. Let's focus on a little white town somewhere in middle America where all the victims appear to be Caucasians going to hospitals, overdose on opiates. Let's follow a little white fire person around as she incurs sympathy. So my point is, folks, when it happens to you guys, it's an epidemic that we need to address in short order. When it happens to us, we whisper about it, and you folks remain freaking silent. You act like it ain't happening. Oh, it's happening, folks. I kid you not. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the black fact checker, the incognito. I'm hoping someone calls. I really don't care if they do. I can talk until I freaking pass out. But the observance I make is, as much as I want to talk about world events, other things that matter, things that we don't talk about. My show is going to be about things we don't talk about, undisclosed news, things we don't talk about, you know, stuff that nobody really wants to look at and say, hey, what about that over there? I mean, because, hey, the race thing, it plays. And I'm cool with it. You know, I explained to you in a tweet the reason I'm all about race. The reason I talk about race all the time is because you guys are all about race. And it's absolutely freaking true. Everything you're doing these days is based on your need to be a superior white person in juxtaposition my inferiorness as a black person. You have to be on top and I must remain on the bottom. And that's how you must have it. And you must flex your muscle from time to time, so that when you see one of us, you must call the police on us. Make sure that we understand that anytime you feel uncomfortable, you can get somebody here with a gun to kill us. Because that's the real message you're sending. Let's face it. Let's not sugarcoat it. The epidemic of white people calling police on black people is nothing more than an expression of an ability to take your fucking life anytime they feel like it. It's a threat to your life. You don't believe me? Let's break it down to its least common denominator. White folks ain't going to call you if they're wearing a gun. They ain't going to call the cops if they're wearing a gun and they say they don't give a fuck about no cops. They walk around. You ever seen the folks that walk around with a weapon on their side? And I don't like guns, quite frankly. I think they're an invention of nothing more than mass murder. We all know why guns were invented, to kill Native Americans. Sorry. Everybody knows why the gun epidemic took off. It wasn't to kill brothers. We were under control. It was to kill Native Americans. You don't believe me? Check your math. Otherwise, shut up. Now, I'll say it again. White folks carry guns on them. They look real tough. They, you know, I feel that any person that carries a weapon on their side that's not a police officer is just a person that can't handle themselves in a one-on-one confrontation. That's what carrying, open carrying is all about. So you got to consider any man, any woman that open carries for nothing other than the purpose of I got a gun and I want you to see it, is pretty much a punk that can't handle themselves in a one-on-one confrontation with you or anybody else. And that's black, white, Mexican. I don't give a damn who you are. I look at you, and normally I see them in a Circle K. It's odd to just see that. They love to walk in a Circle K with a nice holster on, and they can try to get it as far out as possible so people can see it, that they have a weapon, and they're not a police officer or law enforcement. And so I steer clear of them because I understand you're antsy. You can't handle yourself in any type of confrontation, and your answer is going to be, I got a gun. So I'm going to stay away. You've accomplished what you want from me. I'll stay away from you. I consider you nothing more than violent people anyway. I do. You're a violent race of individuals, and you're proving it every day. Please don't tell me black people are violent. We're imitating you. Shut up. And I don't care if you don't like it because it's the truth. I want to just address that. I look at history. I watch it all the time. Historically, you seem to like to kill things. And if you can't kill and hunt people, you'll be happy with hunting animals for sport. What am I? Am I telling a lie? Tell me I'm telling a lie. Tell me that every black person that looks at a hunter that is black doesn't think in the back of his mind you're emulating what white people do. You're going out hunting for sport. You want to put something between the sights and take its life because you can. And then you want to take a picture of yourself beside the dead creature who you're not going to eat. In fact, what you're going to do is chop off its top portion of its head and put it somewhere. That's emulation of European ideal and thought. People, what? What? You don't like what I'm saying? Call me, tell me. Otherwise, don't say a word. Listen, because I'm telling the truth. So, inherently, it seems that for some reason, you guys have a problem getting along with others. That's what I call it. That's what I've coined it. It seems that a segment of white society has a problem getting along with quote-unquote others. And what do we do about it? Well, we can't change their minds, folks. I don't suggest that you even try. Why? What for? Their hate is innate. That's an internal issue that is externalizing through action. That's what that is. So I'll say it again. White folks that call the cops on black folks, with their expression of basically threatening your life, they're bringing somebody with a gun. So they're bringing somebody there that has a gun with the ability to take your life indiscriminately. You know, so that's what that act is. But it's nothing more than the actuation of hatred, the actuation of something within them. And I don't know if it's fear or hate. They're very closely aligned. I can tell you without doubt that it's affecting us. There's something wrong with them. I don't understand why nobody can say this outright. You don't have a problem looking at black communities and saying there's a problem in the ghetto. You don't have a problem wagging your wrinkled motherfucking fingers at us and saying, you blacks need to stop killing each other, you criminals, you thugs. I don't disagree with you. How you like that? I don't fucking disagree with you. I think they are thugs. I think they need to be put down like sick animals. What? An unreasoning animal. You damn right. But I can say that. I'm black. The caveat of all of that is that they are emulating you people. So I'm not really, I'm looking at them behind me going, damn, I know they're ignorant, right? But, you did this. We're going to try to undo it, but first we got to get away from you. First, we just going to back away from you slowly. We're going to take the ignorant brothers with us. We're going to try to help them out. If we can't, we're going to do something with them. But what we want from you is just back up from us for a little bit, man. Let me ask you a question. Is that a difficult request? Is that hard, folks? You think I'm being unreasonable? Call me and tell me, 563-999-3653. As far as I'm concerned, if you're not calling and you're not disagreeing with me, then you agree with me, I'm going to keep going. How about that? I don't need you to call me. You think I need you to reinforce what I know is right? I'm not reinforcing it. I'm just telling you. You folks have a problem, and you need to address it. We need to recess from you while you do. Y'all need to straighten that out, man, because it's our presence shouldn't result in police presence. That's ridiculous. That makes absolutely no sense. I'll say it again. Our presence shouldn't result in police presence. And the reason I'm so on about this, the reason I'm so pissed off about it is because it can escalate into something more that affects our lives in a way you've never thought possible, because we're most of us walking around in disbelief that the impossible could happen. You don't think that they will act on us. Now, let me explain. Two things can result. Now, there can be some fed up brothers that get out, decide that they're going to just start clipping you. I pray that never happened. We don't need that. Plus, life is precious. I don't care. But you live. I want you to live the hell away from me. So I never condone violence. That's bullshit. I don't care about that. No, I don't care about that. That's acting like them. We don't need to be violent. That's crazy. I'm not tripping on that. Instead, what would probably happen, as opposed to that being a reality, which I hope never happens, they'd use that as an excuse, if brothers started doing that, to probably round a certain segment of black society up and lock us away. They will do it in a heartbeat. I'm going to ask you this simple question. Do you think this particular administration is not beyond gathering up every black person in this country and putting them somewhere else? If you don't think that that is a possibility, raise your hand. I want to hear from you. You're going to explain to me why you think the United States would not lock up every black person they can get their hand on within a certain demographic, mind you, and put them somewhere indefinitely. Hey, maybe not even tell you what they're doing with them. Just put them somewhere and then tell you, going about your business, nothing to see here. It's an absolute possibility, folks. And it's triggered one of two ways, either through us doing something overt, which I will never condone, or through them doing something to us in such a manner that it alarms liberal white folks that trigger a gathering for our own protection. They have practiced gathering up segments of society and escorting them to processing centers. I have seen the photos. The operation was called Jade Helm. Happened in 2015, summer. July, I believe. Check my facts. There are other things on paper that people would do well to peruse. You might want to read through the Patriot Act, folks. That'll curdle your milk. You think Trump is bad? Well, Obama made him that way because the powers that Obama enacted for the office of the executive branch, the powers of the presidency, are amazing. Donald Trump has been cool, honestly, in relation to what he, you know what I think? I don't think they've actually shared with him what he can do. I don't think them white folks up in the White House are crazy enough to tell that man what his true powers are. I think they're keeping him as ignorant and as on a need-to-know basis as possible. Because if he thought or knew that he could do the things that he can do to segments of this population at the snap of a finger, at the signing of a pen, I believe that this white man, this orange, vile creature would go insane. I said it. What you gonna do about it? We are in peril, folks. We're in dire straits. We're in danger. This is not a drill. This is happening, folks. And I'm on the air. I'm giving a call. I'm telling you that this is happening. I'm telling you to just open your eyes. Look at it. It's happening. Take it all in. They're setting us up. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. Here's the thing. You are a white person and you see a black person in your field of vision. The machinations that go through your mind prompting you to call authorities have to be well thought out. I mean, I don't really think it's a trigger thing. I think it's a process that goes through their minds that says, I'm in danger, black person, red alert, and now I must somehow justify my next move. I must find within their presence and within their actions, within their speech, some threatening thing. And if I can't, their very presence will be that catalyst. And if I call frantic enough, if I call just once, and if I put in my call the description that there are black people afoot, I just kind of wonder if there are black people afoot. We're on our way. What seems to be the problem? Come on, man. What's going on? Seriously? Has it come to that? You wonder why I am the way I am. What do you want me to be? You want me to be cool about this? We've been cool. You want me not to say anything? You want me to read over and over again your inane idiocy and not call you on your shit while you wag your wrinkled finger back at us? Man, you need to stop. I'm done. And I'm rallying the call. And I'm doing something unthought of. I'm calling for retreat. Not out of cowardice. I'm not calling for us to recess from you folks because we're scared. Fact is, we're not scared. That's why you're scared. What I'm doing is I'm saying, back away slowly. Stop imitating them. Get in a book. Hurt each other. That's it. And I hope nobody faults me for that, because I think that's what anyone would do in the face of any wild animal, right? That's what you call us when we act like you. You call us animals. That's what Donald Trump called. I mean, think of it. The colonialization of the entire planet occurred. I don't understand why anybody's not facing this. Okay, with the exception of Asia, with the exception of the Japanese and the Chinese, which are nothing more than a different form of white person, unmelanated people. Sorry, that's what you are. Okay. So the infection of colonialism Ann Coulter called herself a settler. She's not an immigrant. Her ancestors were settlers. You know what? I just want to smack this broad. Are you serious? You're settlers. You guys can justify anything. Are you serious? Did you just say that, Ann? Come on, man. Get with the program. I'm Amos Anon, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognito, forever anonymous. The reason that is because you target people that speak out, seriously, in a major way. If you don't think the federal government is on top of everything we say and do, then you're in la-la land. I invite you to stay. I don't particularly care. I just want to continue to do this. And so I've created a GoFundMe, go figure. I've created a website. I've created the blog. I'm on the air every day. I'm going to be on the air every day, at least 2 hours a day, for as long as I can withstand it. I want to talk about things other than race. But for God's sake, white folks, you need to calm the hell down. You need to stop. You need to reset. It ain't all about you, man. What is going on? That's what's going on. You, white privilege is all about thinking it's all about me. Because you're fed this. You don't recognize you're programmed to think about white superiority on a continual and constant basis. It's in your commercials. It's in your movies. It's in your TV programs. It's in the entertainment you watch. Oh, how cool it is to be white. For God's sake, folks, you got black people changing their pigment over an African nation. It's an industry to lighten up India. Lighter is better. Darker is worse. Anywhere brown people are, there is oppression. And it's epidemic now. In Poland, they want white people on top. They've got right-wing nationalists springing up throughout Europe. They have movements. And, you know, what's going on is obviously it's the numbers that are worrying white people because their birth rates are at the lowest they've ever been. I think 1.6. You need a birth rate of 2.3% to sustain any civilization. That's just, you know, fact. That's why I'm the fact checker. You folks, your birth rates are low. You also have the highest infant mortality rates. White folks. I'm not making this up. What do you think? Are stats racist? The stats are not racist. Stats are stats. In Europe, particularly France, you got a birth rate. French folks are having 1.2 children. Fact, folks. I'm not making it up. Average per couple. The Islamic population in France is having 8 children per couple, and specifically 8.1. I know my facts. So it appears you're being bred out of existence. I'm not hoping it. I don't care. Something's going on with you. It ain't me. I'm not affecting your freaking birth rates. But something is. I look at the TV and I see the encouragement of biracial marriage, biracial children. The biracial agenda is being pushed on every product level. I don't particularly care. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just pointing it out. If you folks see it, you know what I'm talking about. You see when they promote mixed children, mixed couples, mixed races. The agenda, in my mind, is they want to breed out black men. They don't want to see black men anywhere, any place. And it's interesting that it's in Western society because they don't give a damn about what's happening in Africa. But Western society wants to see the elimination of the black male. And they're going through the brown people to get to him. They're establishing the attitude, the foundation of their prejudice, the foundation of their hatred begins with the Mexicans. What a spot-on, genius idea this white man had. He wasn't going to overtly attack black people. What he's going to say is, when Mexicans come here, when they send us people, they're not sending us their best. They're sending us rapists. They're sending us... And some, I assume, are pretty good people. He's been riding that Mexican wave since he's gotten in office. It put him in office. The wall, the wall, the wall. Every so often, he turns his attention to black people. Like, we don't fucking stand for the racist national anthem no one listens to. Protesting the violence associated with police and black men. Not the anthem. Not protesting the folks that fight the wars, or anything like that. Of course, because Donald Trump seems to control the narrative from the top down, he's just making it about us not being patriotic enough. And of course, he wants us to be patriotic toward a country that has treated us, I think, in the most dismal, disdainful manner possible, ad infinitum, as if it's some fucking game, like you guys think this is cool. And then you wag your fingers at us and tell us, well, we elected a black president. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Guys, now, Obama was a brother who emulated you perfectly. That's what he was. That's all. Well-spoken brother. Imitated you. He was trained by Jesuits. Every president has had an associate with Jesuits. Nobody asks about that. I want to talk about that, but I can't because you keep calling the cops on us. I tell you what, if you stop calling the cops on us, I'll make this a more diverse show. I'll talk about things you definitely need to hear about. Not associated with race. I will talk about things that you guys need to know about. Things about the Vatican, things about the Catholic Church, things about Jesuits, things about Loyola, things about the, you know, secret societies that are definitely in play. You know, I'll veer away from it momentarily just to get let you understand I'm pretty well-rounded, but you keep calling the damn cops on unsuspecting black people, and you're not saying anything except, hey, maybe you shouldn't have been there. See, that's the deal. Donald Trump says, you immigrants want to avoid peril in this country? Don't come here. So white folks are saying, you black people don't want a problem from us? Don't let us see you. I'm saying, let's give them that. Let's get out of their sight. What's wrong with that? But I'm crazy, because maybe you think I'm seeing something else. I don't know. Again, I'm Amos A. Nunn. I'm the Black Fact Checker. I got about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take 15 minutes. I'm going to continue for 15 minutes. I'm going to cut this short so that I can do another hour later, try to catch it to you know, a more diverse audience. I'm going to do that from now on. But I also feel my voice going because I do get on a tangent. I also need to check to make sure that this recording took. I want to talk about other things, folks. I want to talk about the unseen forces around us that are definitely in play. I want to talk about royalty on this planet, Queen Elizabeth. I want to talk about why she thinks she's royal, or why they purport to be a royal family. I want to talk about the Sons of Cain. You guys don't understand. I really want this show to be about diverse topics, but every time I look up, we have white folks acting out. And I really don't. It's unnecessary. In the grand scheme of things, we are not a threat to you. You're too unpredictable. I encourage all black people, all people of color, stay the fuck away from them. They're dangerous. Hey, what do you want me to do? Do you want me not to say that? Hey, stay away. Look, okay, stay the fuck away from black folks that are emulating white people. They're dangerous too. There, I said it. What? Of course, I want to encourage everybody to stay away from anybody who don't like them. But what's more important is staying away from a particular segment of society that seems hell bent on making our lives miserable, and for no other reason than they can. And I'll say it again. Every time a white person calls cops on a black person for no reason, what it is in the final analysis is them showing you they can take your life anytime they want. And if you can't see that, you're a white person that calls cops on black people. And please don't call me racist. Screw you. I'm a realist. I'm saying what you won't say. I'm observing what won't be said. So we had one black pair of individuals, Mulvo. We've had probably a few more. But the prevalence and profile of most serial killers is who? It ain't black people. Child rape, child pornography, child sex trafficking. I want to talk about that. That's happening. Do black people involve themselves in that? I'm sure they do. But when you think about a pedophile, who's the first person you envision? What is that? And nobody wants to talk about it. And that's what bothers me. And so if you don't want to talk about it, I'll talk about it, and then I'll encourage you to get the hell away from them. Because there's a risk associating yourself with people that have a problem getting along with others. And predominantly what we see are white folks screaming at other people who don't look like them and telling them that they need to get out of the country. Here's a guy, Verizon worker, happens to be black. He's a black Verizon worker. He sells these phones that everybody has in their hands. Bearded Caucasian is told how much the phone costs and then imbibes in a racist tirade against the black Verizon cell phone employee because the white guy can't afford the phone. This is what we're dealing with. This ain't our freaking problem, man. This is your problem, and you need to do something about it. And if you're not going to do anything about it, which it appears you're not going to do anything about it, then my suggestion to every person of color in this country, every progeny of slave particularly, to recess, to back away from these people. It is not in our best interest to be in their presence. It's expressed every day by what they do. It is not cool. They don't want us around them. They never did. We had to legislate drinking the same water that they did. We had to legislate using the same bathroom. Do you not? I mean, what is the problem? Am I not just pointing out what actually is and not what we hope to be? It wasn't 50 years ago you didn't want us in the same bathroom as you. You have a fucking problem. I mean, give me a break. That guy at a pool has the key to the pool, has the key fob that opens up the pool door. This is in the news. He's swimming in the pool. Here comes this white lady, wants to know how he got in the pool. He says, ma'am, I have a key fob. I'm right here. I live here. She wants to know exactly what apartment he lives in. He's like, hey, I don't really feel comfortable giving you my direct address. I don't even know you. I have a key fob. That's the end of it. She calls the police. Police ask him to leave because he's a black guy. He won't give his address. And you want me to be cool with you. You want me to encourage other black people to associate with you. You want me to encourage people I share a history with to take the risk in assuming everything's okay between us, when every time it's reported everything's not okay between us, because you call the cops on us, you reinforce the message I convey. Separate, educate, do no harm. Let's regroup. Stay out of their faces. Understand that there's a probability if you are in their area, they're going to get nervous and scared, and maybe they're going to get emboldened. Maybe they're going to think about the orange man in the White House and say, man, this is a good day for me to exercise my white privilege. Let me go ahead and call the cops on these folks. Ruin their fucking day. Make them feel just the way I want them to feel. Man, screw you. Stay away from them. Stay out of their area. Let's create our own area. We can do it. I posted something that showed the economic power of black people to close down a place of business. I tweeted about it. It's great. Store owner called one of the patrons the N-word. So they boycotted the store. Store closed down. Folks, we can do that every day, all day. What's the problem? We ain't got to put up with this shit. Are you serious? Why don't you do something? Why don't you keep your dollar? Why don't you recess into your own communities with your dollar and spend money in your communities to build it up and make it a haven for us, like they make havens for them? You don't believe me? Okay. Let's talk about the places in Mexico that are whites only, cordoned off. Mexican nationals cannot go in these communities. Not just in Mexico, everywhere. They're making it clear. And here's the thing. While their numbers reduce, they increase their strength. It's a puzzle. The end game, though, don't look good. I'm Amos Anun, the Black Fact Checker, losing my voice, the incognito. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to have you tune in a little bit later. If you listen to this podcast and you support it, please go to our GoFundMe page and donate. I'll take a buck. I'll take $5. Anything that it takes to keep this show on air and to increase it to 3 hours a day, I'll probably do an hour, because if no one else is going to yell to the rafters, scream to the rafters, hey, shit's going on, we need to talk about it, and if no one wants to talk about it, I'll at least say it so it's out there. And if one person listens, I'm cool. Screw that. We got to take steps to protect ourselves, man. It's not good. It's not good. All right, folks, I'm going to take a break. I thank you for listening. For those of you that have, I'll do an hour a little bit later, a little bit tired, but I appreciate your attention. Support us, you know, retweet us, add us on Facebook. I don't care. Do what you got to do. But understand, I'm doing this as a result of what I see every day. And yes, I want to talk about other things. And we'll do that. We'll do that. But right now, this is pressing. Appreciate your time. Have yourself a wonderful morning. Bye-bye.